Transformation? Can a frog really transform into a prince? What is transformation? How does transformation help you to live a life of purpose, grace and ease? And how is transfiguration a whole different ball of wax? I have been participating in transformation or transformational technology for 36 years. There are two parts to transformation. 1. Unconcealing. Unconcealing is a very important part of becoming a whole human being. When you, as a human being, are fragmented, what happens that different aspects, and sometimes different physical parts of you don't share information, and act as if they were alone responsible for running your life. One aspect is the triune brain, the reptilian brain, the one that reacts with fight or flight, doesn't let the rest of the brain in on what makes it react, and because of the lack of the communication it takes the rein and runs your life when it's the most inconvenient and costly to you, when you want to accomplish something that feels risky. Story time. My brother, Lacey, used to work for me. Often, the tasks he needed to do for me could only be done on my computer. We used a software, a kind of technical support type of software, where the remote person can operate the other computer as their own. When that was happening, the support person had control over the mouse. Except that while my brother was on break, I was working on preparing the work to make his job easier. At some point I watched the cursor move inconsistent with my intention. He returned and wanted to resume his work, but the mouse would not do his bidding. This is how a tug of war happens inside you when two opposing forces, the reptilian brain and the conscious intention, battle it out for control. My experience is that the reptilian brain wins all the time. Unless. 2. This is where the second part of transformation comes in, tools. I will return to unconcealing, but let me put this here, where it belongs. Tools of transformation are the moves that you can use to wrestle back the control to your conscious mind, so you can go out and take risks, apologize, forgive, praise, transcend, etc. Back to unconcealing. A transformational program can also show you what's underneath the waterline of your iceberg, the driving force behind your actions that leave you puzzled, confounded, or just plain disempowered, repeating ineffective or damaging actions, over and over again. When you see how things work, the inside work of your machine, you have an instant surge of power, and access to the toolbox to dismantle or arrest the machine, some effective methods to wrestle the control back. Transformation is work. Transformation requires vigilance. And transformation requires you to become high-minded. Story time. A number of years ago I had lunch with a transformational seminar leader. She was a masterful wielder of transformational tools, and a great teacher. I loved her. No, I admired her. She was bummed out. I asked what was going on, and she said that she was considering quitting leading seminars because the corporate type students have started to use transformational tools to increase their power over others, to increase their corporation's monopoly, all things she despised and personally disapproved of. As you see, a tool is neither good or bad, it is the person's intention that makes it useful or damaging. One tool/unconcealing I have encountered, for example, is that people are an open invitation to be manipulated, coerced or forced in most any human relationship. And it is up to you to notice and take back your power, and it is up to you to conform to that social norm, or refrain from using it on others. How is that for unconcealing? I remember reeling from seeing that for years. Why do human beings do that? I still can't fathom, but they do, and depending on their life script, they either go with the force or resist it, but in either case the manipulator has their hands on the controls. And the controls were handed over voluntarily. Maybe even willingly. One example to this is how children misbehave in order to get your attention. You let them, you lose. Resist them, you lose. Do you know what I am talking about? Maybe you are that child. I know I am often that child. Summary. Transformation is hard work, and transformation is like a shot in the arm at the right moment, but the effects of the shot wear off, and you need another shot next time the same situation arises. That is why the saying is true. Yesterday's transformation is today's arrogance. That's why people engaged in transformation share their transformational moments. Because it was an achievement, time and time again. Because it was in spite of who they were. But who they are did not change. They are the same person with better tools. P.S. I did a search on Google for transformation. Most of the results I got were for gender transformation. Now, though that is a very interesting topic, it is quite out of the scope of this work. But. Story time. I have a client/friend. She is a transgender, Some 34 years ago, her grandmother suggested that she needed to choose and make it permanent. So she underwent a male-to-female operation. Today she has breasts filled with silicone and convincing female looks. But her personality did not become female, her consciousness is not female, and her inner drives are gay drives. She is out of place, has something to hide, and her below-the-waterline identity is a gay male. This is changing form, not transformation. You see? And so is losing weight. Change, not transformation. Transformation is a change of what you see without reality changing at all. One of the areas where without becoming a new person you are going to struggle to experience prosperity, joy, fulfillment is money. Everybody I know somehow has access to more or less money, after all that is how life is conducted in this day and age. And everybody hopes to get more money and become prosperous. But money doesn't make anyone prosperous. In effect, being prosperous is what makes the money. I know plenty of people with more than enough money who are anything but prosperous. Prosperity means a sense of enough, the opposite of scarcity. Scarcity won't go away unless a major transformation happens in a person's view of life, of themselves, or the world. I am working on a course on how to be prosperous, regardless of what you have, regardless of what you make, regardless of the times we live in. It is not a woo-woo course, even though it says the same thing as the attraction people say, you need to become before. Or whatever the heck they say. We have the tools they no one else has. Energies, DNA adjustment, and the power of our word. But for now, please, work on getting out of your mind and start looking in reality, listening in reality, so you can become someone on whom the energies can work. Be prepared, it is not an overnight process. You've lived all your life in the cave of the mind. Don't expect to get out of there in a few 7 or 12 minute sessions. The first thing you need to realize is that indeed you hear everything through the mind. That you never actually hear what anyone says, you hear what you said about it. The way to get out of that habit is to take notes. Write down not what you understood, but what was said. Verbatim. Word by word. Eventually you'll find yourself hearing more and more what is being said. Same thing with reading. Sunday's webinar can be where you start. It's $19. And you can start practicing on it. Your success entirely depends your ability to use your brain, not your mind, no matter what area. Mind to Brain Workshop, go to https://yourvibe.me/mindtobrain.